the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network presents Vatican Insider with Joan Lewis. Each week, Joan brings you news from inside the Vatican and the Church around the world, as well as interviews and answers to your questions. Now, here's the host of Vatican Insider, Joan Lewis.
Welcome to Vatican Insider on another hot summer weekend in Rome and so many parts of the world. Relax, enjoy a cool drink, and let me bring you the news and a great interview. After the news segment, in fact, stay tuned for part two of my conversation with Catherine Wiley and Marilyn Henry of the Catholic Grandparents Association as we continue our conversation about the first international conference that CGA recently held in Rocca di Papa near Rome, attended by grandparents from Ireland, England, Australia, the U.S., Malta, Gibraltar, and the Philippines. Archbishop Gilbert Garcera of Lipa, the Philippines, joins me also to talk about that conference and the many CGA groups he's helped organize in the Philippines. I interviewed him in Rocca di Papa and Marilyn and Catherine at my home in Rome. First, the top news stories. Sunday, June 15th, in St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Leo XIV presided over Mass to close the Jubilee of Sport and to celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Mass was held inside due to high temperatures outside, but thousands were able to watch the Mass on mega screens in the square. Sports, said Pope Leo, can help us encounter God because they challenge us to relate to others and with others, not only outwardly but also, and above all, interiorly. If not, sport becomes nothing more than an empty competition of inflated egos. He quoted Pope St. John Paul II, an athlete himself, who said, "Sport is joy of life, a game, a celebration. It must be fostered by recovering its sheer gratuity, its ability to forge bonds of friendship, to encourage dialogue and openness towards others." Also Sunday, at the Angelus, Pope Leo prayed for victims of conflicts in Nigeria, Sudan, Myanmar, Ukraine, and the Middle East, and for the 200 victims of what he called a terrible massacre in Nigeria, most of those killed internally displaced persons sheltered by the local Catholic mission. Monday, June 16th, Pope Leo XIV met with the bishops of Madagascar during their Jubilee pilgrimage to Rome, noting that bishops are called to be pilgrims of hope, first of all for themselves and for the people they serve in Madagascar, so that everyone may receive the grace of walking in the hope that is Jesus Christ. He encouraged them to be close to the faithful, to recognize the face of Christ in the poor, always taking care to show concrete solicitude towards the little ones, and to be especially close to priests, who are your first collaborators and your closest brothers, as well as the religious men and women who spend themselves in service. Also Monday, Pope Leo received participants in the Vatican Observatory's summer school program, inviting them to share the joy they experience in exploring the cosmos and to contribute to a more peaceful and just world through the pursuit of knowledge. He said, quote, "Long after the human authors of sacred scripture pondered the moment of creation with their poetic and religious imagination, modern scientists continue to explore the universe with new tools, including the James Webb Space Telescope, whose images fill us with wonder and indeed a mysterious joy as we contemplate the sublime beauty of the stars." Also Monday, addressing pilgrims in Rome for the beatification of Blessed Floribert Buono Chui, Sunday evening in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, Pope Leo recalled Floribert's example of faith in God and peace-building, and he prayed he may bring long-awaited peace soon to Kivu, to Congo, and to all of Africa. In a region so afflicted, as Kavu said to Pope, torn by violence, he carried on his struggle for peace with gentleness, serving the poor, practicing friendship, and encounter in a divided society. His choice to resist corruption as a customs officer was formed by a conscience shaped through prayer, listening to the Word of God, and communion with his brothers and sisters. Tuesday, June 17th, the Vatican announced that, resuming previous papal tradition, Pope Leo XIV would spend half of July and a weekend in mid-August at the papal residence of Castel Gandolfo near Rome. celebrating Sunday Mass in local churches and praying the Angelus with pilgrims in the town's Liberty Square. Pope Francis had never stayed there in his 12-year pontificate and, in fact, turned the Papal Palace into a museum. All private audiences and the weekly general audience will be suspended in July. Wednesday, June 18th. During his weekly general audience, Pope Leo reflected on the story of the paralytic at the Pool of Bethesda, explaining how Jesus encountered the man who had been paralyzed for 38 years and had become resigned to his fate. This disappointment or resignation, the Pope said, is precisely what paralyzes us, as we can become discouraged and risk falling into spiritual apathy. Just as the paralyzed man in the gospel, we can get stuck and the desire to get better can fade. We can get comfortable in our illness and relying on others to take care of us. Pope Leo warned against letting this become an excuse to avoid making decisions in our lives. He also made an appeal for the world. He also made an appeal for peace in the world, saying nothing is lost with peace. All may be lost with war. Also Wednesday, Pope Leo received members of a foundation and choir marking the 500th anniversary of the birth of the great composer and organist, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, whose music continues to nourish the church and the liturgy today. Thursday, June 19th, Pope Leo commemorated the 43rd anniversary of his priestly ordination in the Chapel of St. Monica, just steps from the Vatican and from Piazza Sant'Uffizio, where the Pope now resides. Santa Monica was assigned to him as his titular church when he became a cardinal in 2023. Also Thursday, Pope Leo went to the Vatican Radio Shortwave Transmission Center in the town of Santa Maria di Galleria, outside of Rome, and he expressed gratitude for the work carried out with fidelity and continuity, even on a feast day, and for a service that reaches places where few broadcasters are able to go. He met and spoke with the staff, visited the transmitter hall, and sat in the control room for shortwave transmissions. Friday, June 20th. In a message to participants in the second annual Rome Conference on Artificial Intelligence, Pope Leo XIV wrote in English, "Your presence attests to the urgent need for serious reflection and ongoing discussion on the inherently ethical dimension of AI, as well as its responsible governance." Also Friday, Pope Leo thanked priests of the Pontifical Ecclesiastical Academy who have completed a year of missionary service. He thanked them for their dedication and urged them to live their priesthood with humility, closeness, and faith wherever the Church may send them. Also Friday, Pope Leo called on religious to never cease to bring consolation to those being persecuted for their faith, as he thanked the Order of Friars Minor Conventual and the Trinitarians on the occasion of their general chapters. Well, those are the top news stories of the week, but now stay here for the interview segment on the Catholic Grandparents Association.
Proclaiming the faith, changing lives.
The year was 1992. EWTN launches WEWN, the world's largest privately owned shortwave radio facility, to a potential worldwide listening audience of 600 million.
To learn more about Mother Angelica's life and the history of EWTN, visit EWTN.com/Mother Angelica.
Prayer is a conversation, and a conversation goes two ways. We speak and we listen. But how do we listen to God? Do we look for signs? I just saw a leaf blow across the street. Am I supposed to leaf my boyfriend? I guess God can use signs, but for the most part, He speaks more simply than that, through Scripture. Every day, before anything else gets into your head, I want you to start by opening the Gospel according to iPhone. It's all right there. Just Google Gospel from Daily Mass. It's really short. Read it. Ask God what He's saying to you through His Word, and then talk to Him from your heart. Make that a daily habit, because if it's not, it'll never happen. Now, you might be thinking, I'm not a monk. I can't pray every morning. Look, I know you're not. That's why I'm only asking you for something that takes about 2 minutes. And if you do that every day, I promise you, it will change your life. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Vatican Insider. Here's Joan Lewis.
Welcome to part two of my conversation with Catherine Wiley and Marilyn Henry of the Catholic Grandparents Association, as we continue our talk about the first international conference that CGA recently held outside of Rome in Rocca di Papa. Part one aired last weekend. Joining us this week at the end of my talk with Catherine and Marilyn is Archbishop Gilbert Garcera of Lipa, the Philippines, who has established CGA throughout his country over the years. He has a great story to tell. I also interviewed Cardinal Wilfred Napier of South Africa, as I mentioned several times, but for reasons unknown to me and our technicians, the recording was distorted and unusable. In any event, if you wish to start a CGA in your parish or locate one near you, write to info@CatholicGrandparentsAssociation.org. Now, have a great weekend. Before we close, and we talk to Bishop Garcera and the Cardinal, before we close, I would just love from each of you what you're bringing home to your respective jobs now in this ministry. What are you bringing home, and what do you see as a challenge?
So. I think we're bringing home new volunteers, for sure. Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, because they're still, we have a chat on WhatsApp, and they're still like constantly chatting with each other now. Wasn't this great? Wasn't that great? So very much enthusiasm and ideas, like we said. We're bringing that home, and just a renewal, I think, a renewal. And even though families are messy, and maybe your children, grandchildren aren't where you want them to be, that there's hope, like Catherine said, there's always hope.
Well, the day we don't believe in prayer, then we ourselves are in big trouble. And I think at this point, one thing that I sensed was how important it would be if there could be some role in the dicastery for laity and family for the Catholic Grandparents Association, Catholic Grandparents and the Elders.
Very interesting, Joan, that you should say that. That's very insightful because, as you mentioned at the very, very beginning of the interview, through our pioneering and perseverance and prayer, Pope Francis granted us, at our request, the World Day for Grandparents and Elderly on the 21st of January, and we had first asked for it in 2012 with Pope Benedict, and then we followed up very strongly from 2017. And we can't let that World Day for Grandparents and the Elderly gather dust. That's a huge momentum.
Absolutely.
And I think that the grandparents, you know, everybody talks about synodality. The CGA, the Catholic Grandparents Association, was way ahead of its time because it is synodal. We walk, we accompany, we listen.
Yes.
We pray. We do everything. The dream, the vision is, and again, we've been asking for this since 2012, to have a ministry for grandparents in every parish, in every country in the world. And the big fruits from the conference, as Marilyn said, are take home more help. Because we're not, we're sowers, we're not harvesters. We're the sowers of the seeds, we're not the harvesters. And I think that's very important to remember. And also that grandparents and the people who work with the Catholic Grandparents Association are not volunteers. They're missionaries.
Right.
They're deep, serious, passionate missionaries. They don't get paid. There is no money. The joy and the reward is trying to get their grandchildren into heaven.
Sure.
So we've done the three remarkable things, thanks be to God, with the blessing of three popes. John Paul II, when we started the first pilgrimage, Pope Benedict, who wrote the prayer for grandparents, Pope Francis, who granted the World Day for grandparents and the elderly. Marilyn and I, when we got the World Day for grandparents and the elderly, thought, hallelujah, the work is done, the icing is on the cake, that's it. But no, because during this conference, it was suggested by the Church, in the presence of the dicastery, that what the CGA needs now is to have the status of a pontifical a pontifical status.
Yeah.
And so our next conference is planned to be in Gibraltar in 2 years' time, in June. And please God, by that time, we hope to have many, many, many more ministries in many other parts of the world. But in addition to that, to have gained the status of pontifical status so that the stamp, so that all the work that Marilyn and I have done and all the other wonderful, wonderful grandparents and the church and all the supporters have done to help us will reach fruition. And that from that point on, we won't be worried about who's coming next or what's happening next, because it'll be taken care of.
But you have the maximum approval in the church.
Yes.
And one thing that everybody has to remember is that every single human being on this earth, as we speak, had grandparents. You can't, maybe you didn't meet them. Maybe they did die. You never met, whatever reason. We had mom and dad, and we've got grandparents.
And now they know that Jesus had grandparents.
Yes, exactly.
Very often when you say to a person that you meet, or you say, well, I'm not a grandparent, and you say, but are you a grandchild? Oh!
Yeah. That's a good point. Yes, exactly.
And you had a wonderful young woman there, as you know, Jennifer, who is a godmother.
Yes.
Has no children or grandchildren.
Yeah.
But she wanted to be there for that purpose.
Exactly. Well, I'm a godmother. I'm a great aunt, 28 times over. So there is a relationship. That's the most important thing.
Right, exactly.
Grandparent is not a state of being. It's a relationship.
Right.
And so we can't fail
you know,
to think about that.
You talked about Father Lamberto, who is a spiritual director to the CGA in the Philippines. He said, and he talked about being a grandfather and being married, and his children grew up and his wife died. And he had been in the seminary for many, many years before he got married. And on his wife's deathbed, she said to him, now go and be a priest.
Oh.
And he said, and everybody, there were tears flowing in the church. This was his homily at Mass. Go now and be a priest. And he said, love can change everything.
Wow. You know what? Will you allow me to close on that?
Yes, of course.
This has been a wonderful conversation. I will have the other two parts. People will be hearing your input, that of the Cardinal, that of the Archbishop. But on such a beautiful story and a beautiful word, love, I would love to close this encounter with Catherine Wiley and with Marilyn Henry and just simply ask God to spread the love, spread the joy, and help them do this magnificent work for everybody who is, was, or will be a grandparent. Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
God bless you.
This has been such a wonderful experience, my time in Roca de Papa at the International Conference of Catholic Grandparents Association at the beautiful Villa Palazzola in Roca de Papa. And, of course, one of the main guests, I think you heard Catherine and Marilyn already mention it, was Archbishop Gilbert Garcera of Lipa, the Philippines. He and the Filipinos who have created Catholic Grandparents Association in their country, they have become, as Catherine said, the gold standard for the creation of these associations elsewhere in the world. So, and we've heard your wonderful talks, seen so many testimonies from the Filipinos, the associations throughout the country. It's just amazing. But tell my listeners who are just learning about this how you came to know of the Catholic Grandparents Association.
I remember in 2012, there was the World Meeting of Families in Milan. I was one of the speakers on the topic on the Filipino overseas workers and migrancy. So while I was giving a talk, I noticed that there was a lady wearing a sash with the name Catholic Grandparents. So I approached her without knowing that she's Catherine Wiley. So I asked her, who are you? And she introduced herself as I'm the president and the founder of the Catholic Grandparents International. So I told her, would you want to visit the Philippines? Because they haven't gone to the Philippines. So I invited them. Then the following year, together with Steward husband, they came to my diocese in the Diocese of Daet, so in the Philippines. So that was the start of the Catholic grandparents, not only in the Philippines, but in Asia. So in 2012, there was an International World Day of Families, and I think there were around 1 week conference, and I met her, Catherine Wiley.
Anybody who has ever met Catherine Wiley knows one thing about her. Her energy level is so great.
Yeah.
It would provide the electricity for your home if it was something that was contagious, you know. But I learned, of course, we all did yesterday from your talk here at the conference that, you know, once CGA, which we'll call it from now on, the Catholic Grandparents, once it was realized, it was something you said, wow, this has to be in my diocese and even beyond that. And then how did that start?
Well, I believe because, you know, when you can the document Amoris Laetitia says that the church is a family of families.
Yes.
So when you consider the church or a parish that is taken from the document of the Holy Father, Amoris Laetitia, when you identify the parish as a family of families, you do not just consider the father, the mother, the children, but even the grandparents, the grandfather and the grandmothers, part of the family. So when I thought of that in 2012, when I invited Catherine to come to the Philippines, then I thought of nobody's taking care of our grandparents, and as if they are in the last edge of life, and nobody's taking care of them. So what a blessing that I received from the Lord. It seems the Lord is saying me, take care of the elderly and the grandparents.
Exactly. The thing is, like you said, in society, so often the grandparents are overlooked, you know.
Yes.
Well, they're near the end, they've had good lives, but well, there's no but about it. They have wisdom. They have amazing experiences in life. The breadth and depth of their experiences should be passed on. And one of the words used at this conference to describe grandparents was pontifex, bridge builder.
Yes.
We look at the Pope, we know he's a bridge builder. But grandparents, bridges to the youngest generation, not just to their children, but to their grandchildren.
Because they are bearers of wisdom, experience, and many stories to tell our young generation. So they are bridges of values, bridges of tradition, bridges of religious piety, and many others that we have to carry on, to pass on to the next generation. So without the grandparents or the elderly, I think we will lose sight of the rootedness of our being persons. Because they have, you know, when you consider history, it's not just a matter of the past. You put history in front of you to be a lesson for us to learn as we go on. Here,
sure.
we are celebrating the Year of Hope. We are all called as pilgrims of hope. So you learn from history, not just because you look back, but you put in front of you history so that it would be a lesson and maybe a guiding barometer or
sure.
a radar for us to move on in our life.
When you think about young people too today, some of them feel hopeless. They don't see hope. But if the grandparents, even their parents, but if the grandparents could intervene and say, honey, I remember when I was 10 or 14 and I felt hopeless, but here's how. And then they explain how they lived life, how they got beyond hopeless into being a person filled with hope.
You know, I experienced that this time, young people are hopeless because they do not know how to relate with people. So I remember Pope Francis telling us, create a culture of encounter with persons. Young people today, they are just so engrossed with technology,
exactly.
with the cell phone, the computer, the internet, and many others. And there are even young people who are addicted to technology, that even the time of relating with their parents, with friends, it's so impersonal. So I think when people are hopeless, because they can't relate to persons with feelings, persons who could give them hope, persons who could give them inspiration in life. So while if you just look at internet or the computer, then it has no feelings. They just give you a raw data about anything you want, but not actually reacting according to a person's sentiment or affection.
Right, the digital world, not the real world, is the world of young people.
The virtual world.
Exactly. Now, Archbishop Gilbert, what are you going to bring home from this fascinating conference?
Well, I have so many stories to tell my fellow Filipinos in the Philippines, that we have so many grandparents who are so desirous of assisting the family. Very, very nice reflection when you consider the desire of our participants this time from so many countries, that they are, that the being an, a person of old age is a vocation, is a privilege more. Remember yesterday, the Undersecretary of the Dicastery for Late and the Family, Gabriela Gambino, says it's not just an association, it's a community.
Exactly.
And it's a privilege to reach that age of wisdom, age of experience. And the Holy Father, Pope Francis, would tell us, as grandparents, you are storytellers.
Yeah.
Very beautiful storytellers, because it's very informal, however substantial, because stories are not created stories. They are real stories. So I would be bringing to the Philippines the many stories I encountered, especially with you and our jokes and so many others. And it's very beautiful that I meet persons who has that desire to be, to accompany the family and also old people.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for this, and as I'll be thanking Catherine and Marilyn, we will.
Of course,
journey continues after Rocca di Papa in Rome for a few days. So, but it's a wonderful thing. A huge sector of society called grandparents now has a new home, and we do look at them as just another extraordinary important member of the family.
So, yes, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for your time. And
I love this program. Okay. Yes. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
For more information on these stories, or to check out Joan's blog and to ask her a question, go to EWTN.com. That's EWTN.com. Thanks for listening to Vatican Insider on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.